And it's May 1st, May Day, which, depending on how you celebrate, means workers protesting in the streets or dancing around a maypole. If there's one thing that can bring us all together, though, it's the puzzle. Joining me now is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Hey, Will, good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
And remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, I said name a famous singer, first and last names, the last four letters of the first name, spelled backward, plus the first four letters of the last name, spelled forward, read together in order, name a section of products in a drugstore. What is it? Well, the singer is Mariah Carey, and that section is the hair care section.
Very clever. We got over 1,100 answers correct, and our randomly selected winner is Ryan McNeil of Watkinsville, Georgia. He's on the line now. Hey, Ryan, congratulations.
Thanks so much.
Big Mariah Carey fan, are you?
Indeed. I mean, who can't be?
I love some Mariah Carey. I mean, come on. And she has great hair. I mean,
well,
also
how
that
apropos.
Parallel.
Right.
Yeah. It came quickly to you, this one?
You know, it did, and I struggle with so many of these things, but this one, I kind of worked backwards. There's too many singers to think of. So
yeah.
I pictured walking through a pharmacy and
wow,
the aisle, and so I thought, you know, skincare came into my head, and I said, "Oh, care,
Carey." Well done.
And then there, how it goes.
Well done. And what's life like down in Watkinsville?
Well, it's bright and sunny. Obviously, it's in the deep south, so it's already getting pretty warm here.
Yeah. And what do you do down there?
So I work for the University of Georgia, and I manage a horticulture research farm.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What does that mean in practice?
So it's a 90-acre farm, and we support research in the horticulture department for the university. So we got your traditional southern crops like pecans and peaches and blueberries.
And I suppose, I mean, that's all for students who are learning how to grow things. So.
That's right. Students and professors conducting research.
Great. So you ready to play the puzzle?
I am.
Okay, Will, we're ready to do it.
All right, Ryan and Rachel. Every answer today is a phrase in the form of blank and blank. I'll give you rhymes for the two missing words. You complete the phrases. For example, if I said lick and lose, you would say pick and choose.
Okay.
Number one, dish and dips.
Fish and chips.
That is correct. Number two, pars and pipes.
Pars and pipes?
Uh-huh.
This is hard. Pars and pipes.
I find it easier if you just eliminate those initial sounds and just think R's and Ipes. And sometimes it jumps out that way.
Oh, this one isn't coming to me.
Groans and gripes. No, I don't. I have no idea.
R's and Ipes. Ah, think of the U.S. flag.
Oh.
Stars and stripes.
Stars and stripes is it.
Okay.
Captor and curse.
Chapter and verse.
Good.
That's it. Soak and sagger.
And stagger?
A sagger, as in one who sags.
Oh.
Is that a real word?
Cloak and dagger.
There you go.
Cloak and dagger, yeah. Doesn't matter. I can make up words.
Indeed. I do it all the time.
Lingers and lows.
Oh, fingers and toes.
Uh-huh. Beaches and beam.
Let's see. Peaches and cream?
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Sight and song.
Right and wrong.
Uh-huh. Picks and porter.
Oh.
I think Rachel has it.
I'm so transparent
I love that sound.
Do that.
Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous. Do you have it, Ryan? I'm not gonna.
No.
Are you sure?
Hey, picks and order.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Bricks and mortar?
Oh.
Bricks and mortar is it. Bays and beans.
Bays and beans.
Bays and beans?
Yeah.
Ways and means?
Oh, good.
Ways and means, good.
Oh, nice.
Plead and plight.
Plead and plight. Read and write?
Oh, good.
Read and write. And right. You notice I'm giving you a lot of these because you're doing so well.
I know. Yes, you're going fast.
All right.
Tin and tones.
Skin and bone.
That's it. Poise and pearls.
Oh, poise and pearls, huh? Let's see, boys and girls.
Yeah.
That's it. Live and lake.
Live and lake. Give and take.
That's it. And here's your last one. Wise and wine.
Wise and wine.
Wise and wine. Wise and wine.
You stumped me on the last one.
And it's a good phrase for the morning.
Oh,
rise and shine.
Rise and shine.
Well done, Ryan. Oh. That was good. You did excellent. I feel like Will was maybe having to come up with some on the fly because you were whipping through those so quickly.
Oh, my God.
That was great.
He wouldn't do something like
never
that.
Never in a million years. For playing the puzzle today, you get a weekend edition of lapel pin and puzzle books and games. You can check out your prizes at npr.org/puzzle. And before we let you go, Ryan, where do you hear us?
WUGA in Athens, Georgia.
Ryan McNeil of Watkinsville, Georgia. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle, Ryan.
Thanks, guys, for having me.
Okay, Will, what's up for next week?
Yes, the challenge comes from listener Timothy Gottwald of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. Think of a word that means entrance. Interchange the second and fourth letters, and you'll get a new word that means exit. What words are these? So again, a word that means entrance. Switch the second and fourth letters, and you'll get a new word that means exit. What words are these?
When you figured it out, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Just one entry per person, please, and those entries are due by Thursday, May 5th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, because if you're the winner, then we call you, and then you get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times, and he is Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Rachel.